What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo!
We are officially in our new fucking spot, baby.
I mean, if you couldn't tell how massive it is by our echoing voices.
Because there's so many square feet in this place. It's so big that when I yell Madison's name from across the hall, she needs a walkie-talkie to hear me at this point.
It's also so high up that, like, there's just not a lot of oxygen, you know? So, like, sound just hits everywhere.
We're having trouble breathing. Yeah. I feel like I'm in Mammoth Mountain right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought we were, like, hitting the slopes. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I had to close the windows because there are so many birds outside. There's owls. There's pigeons. There's every bird outside.
I mean, those of you who are coming over, get ready for like a safari.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like a...
We're charging a fee. And not only that, you need to get a rabies shot just in case because there's so many animals here right up in the Hollywood Hills that if you get bit, we don't want to be liable for that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Although we should maybe have some like anti-venom around just in case. Just in case. Yeah. Because I mean... Hills.
Hills, baby.
Forest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I know. I just dropped a coaster, a marble coaster on our hardwood floors. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. I know the last couple of times that we've recorded, you guys have had the dog noise in the background. Now you're just going to hear our coins.
Yeah.
Coins just hitting the ground.
Coins and fucking birds, baby. That's all you're going to hear at this point. No more dogs. Trixie the fish is pretty quiet in her tank.
She doesn't make a lot of noise. Yeah, Sometimes she's like, whoa, she gets a little crazy. Yeah. But like,
even she's a little shell-shocked because she's like, this place is so big.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's wondering what the fuck I came up on.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, so am I. How did we get here?
Me too. Very fucking confused as to how we're sitting here right now. But hey. I'm not going to question it.
All right, you guys, we're going to stop being absolute pieces of shit.
Oh, the biggest assholes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was just Mother's Day, you know, good old Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Around sexuality is always the best, you know what I mean? Like, you tell your parents that you're dating women. Mm-hmm. Maybe last Christmas you told them.
Okay.
At any point, you told them, depending on how it went... Could go badly, could go well. They could be like, you know, flying the rainbow flag in front of their front yard. They could be posting like LGBT friendly posts on their Facebook now to show support for their daughter. They could be, you know, trying to set you up with the local lesbian, the only lesbian in your town because they think that that's what you're into now, even though you're like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, good on it.
Or they could be like, you're out of the house. Or they could be like the most homophobic people ever. Or they could do what Maddie and... my mother do.
Yeah.
Which is, let's just pretend you didn't say that.
Yeah.
Let's just hope this is a phase.
So crazy. I must have like gotten amnesia because like the last the last 2 years just are fuzzy to me.
Yeah. You didn't tell me you like girls.
No.
No.
I had a nightmare one night that you did say that, but then I did wake up.
Remember that guy you were dating and how well it went?
Yeah, totally. Remember that what guy happened in high school that like you could barely even stand next to, but I was like, fuck yeah, you're going to marry.
What's going on with him? They can remember those men very well. They can remember your first steps, your first words, your birthday every year.
Yeah.
No, in all honesty, my mom is truly... the best mom on the planet. She is fantastic and I'm literally my best friend, love her to death. But ever since this, you know, new awakening.
Sure.
She's not truly on board.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's anti because she just hasn't said shit about it.
I mean.
So I think she's doing what your mom's doing, which is just... let's pretend you didn't say that.
Yeah, just a little of burying her head in the sand.
A little bit.
Yeah.
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 So
I do my best.
Yeah.
To, if you've seen on our Instagram, which if you don't follow our Instagram, please follow Girl Scene Pod. You're missing out on gold content.
Golden content.
Anyways, a story we posted recently was me rocking the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this purse. I mean...
wallet.
wallet with a chain that's like 18 feet long.
that your mother got you thinking that this is something Madison will love that goes with her wardrobe.
So on brand for Maddie. Mm-hmm. Here you go. You know,
couldn't be more awkward.
Yeah. I couldn't feel more terrible even looking at this thing, let alone having it hang on my arm.
But you rock that shit in front of your mom all day, every day.
I'm killing it. Yeah. I'm killing it.
Honestly, in front of mom. You're owning it and it looks good.
Thank you. You're bullshitting me so fucking hard right now, but thanks for trying, you piece of shit.
Oh my God. No, yeah. So we were, Maddie and I were just sitting on our new couch.
No brag.
Yeah. And my mom came through this weekend and like gave us, you know, a ton of shit for the place. It looks dope. Like she's really loving it, whatever. So we're sitting here and we're like, so it looks super nice. It looks stunning, but we need to like add some things.
It looks like the two girls that live here are dating men named Michael and Brad. You know what I mean?
That are both working in finance and are ready to propose to you next summer.
Yeah. And they live on the West Side, but we live in West Hollywood. Yeah. But they're like just really stuck in the West Side, you know?
And they're going to cheat on us like next month.
Oh, they already have.
With girls on the West Side.
They already have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, and it's beautiful.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's, mom fucking hooked it up.
Yeah. It looks stunning.
Yeah.
But we need a few things that maybe when mom comes back, we're gonna
have to put in the closet. Yeah.
Back in the closet again, baby.
It's a constant journey of in and out.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
It's a constant journey. In, a constant out.
That's right. So we're going to put up artwork, you know? Uh-huh. Some of it a little risque.
Oh, whoa.
Risque. No pun intended.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Some, you know, old school Playboy magazines on our coffee table.
Oh, whoa.
We're going to keep it classy, but, we just got to edge it up a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But I guess the reason that we started talking about this, the reason we got into this topic is because we, in general, feel like last night this happened, right?
Yeah.
It's Sunday night and most, you know, whatever, people are out. Because I feel like people are out literally every single night here.
Right.
And
now that life is somewhat normal, people are like going the fuck off.
So I get a text message to go over, chill with these girls. I would normally go. I would normally like get up and go and like tell my mom like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. Like if you're going to bed at like, 9:30, 10, because she goes to bed early.
Yeah.
But because I'm kind of like hiding that part of my life, I didn't. I mean, I didn't go because I had to wake up early anyway, but I also didn't go because I didn't feel like having that conversation of like, I'm going to get up right now and her asks where I'm going. And then I say, I'm going to hang out with these girls. And she's like, who are these girls? Because she's known all of my friends since I was fucking out the womb.
Yeah.
So it was a conversation I didn't feel like having, which is fine. Like, it's okay to have your life be separate. Although I wish maybe it wasn't that way, it's almost easier to just compartmentalize sexuality and your relationship with your parents if it's going to cause you more stress and drama than you need. I'd rather just pocket it and say, I'm going to stay home tonight and like not have this conversation. Mm-hmm. Granted, I'm fucking, living on my own and like I'm not 16. So like if you are 16 going through this, like, you can't do that forever.
Right.
Because then you're just lying to your parents every fucking weekend. Yeah. Which, go off,
Which I did for a really long time. And it's really, really exhausting.
Yeah. So, So that leads me to my question for you, Maddie, you did do that, dude.
Yeah.
You did live in a household where you were still in high school, like living with your parents. You had a full on girlfriend that they didn't know about.
Yeah.
And you lived a life of, high key lying.
Yeah, big high key.
And what did that? What was that effect on you, bro? Like, Jesus Christ! I'm like fully asking that right now. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it over the years past, but like, tell them.
I mean, as you can imagine, like I said, it was just exhausting. It was so not fun, and it was so like. It's funny because that time was just such like chaos. I don't know. I actually like have a hard time like remembering back and like trying to put myself back in that position, because I think because it was so fucking stressful and it was so just like, I was just torturing myself for because I was stupid. Well, I wasn't stupid. I was, you know.
You were scared of the consequences.
Yeah. And I just didn't know
understandably what
to do. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think to speak to kind of what you were saying in a sense of like, yeah, it's easier for me sometimes to just not talk about it, to just not share that part of my life, quote unquote, you know, with chiefly my parents. Like my brother and sister are cool, but even then, you know, like I just like, I kind of, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's easier to, yeah, just pretend like when I'm with them that certain parts of my life, I was going to say it's easier to pretend like those parts of my life don't exist, but I don't do that. I just don't talk about it with them.
Right. Like if you come home and you're really upset because you just broke up with someone, or you like, you know, you had a hard time going through a rejection or some shit, would you go home and tell your parents that?
No, not at all. And I think about that all the time. I think about like, you know, I did some dumb shit recently, like with a friend that like, you know, suffered some consequences from. And like, I was thinking
you hooked up with your friend.
Yeah. I was
thinking, just so that, just so you guys are not confused. Sorry.
Anything else you'd like to say? But anyways, yeah.
Like, hook up with a friend. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm editing it out.
Can I ever finish a sentence? I mean, I thought with like the change of the environment.
Okay, bro. Go.
Yeah. Anyways, so like that happened, and like it's been causing me, you know, like I've had some fucking thoughts, and would love to like be able to bounce it off somebody, you know. But yeah, like I can't. I would never be able to go home to my mom and be like, "Mom, yeah, like I hooked up with one of my, not only one of my friends in the first place, but." My friend who's a girl, you know, and also my friend who's a girl who dates other girls, is dating another girl. Like, you know, like it just,
the whole conversation would just fucking.
There's not one part of the conversation that could be like easy.
Yeah, that's exactly like, even when I went through that, like not breakup, when I was like low-key depressed, I told you guys about this, like on the last few episodes, cause I was going through shit with a girl, like, my mom had no idea about that. And like, I think that kind of leads into, or like bleeds into, the, I don't want to say trauma, cause that sounds like a dramatic word, but it's confusing. It's hard because I've always told my mom, I mean, opposition of you, I guess, cause you're so used to not telling your mom this kind of shit. And I'm so used to telling my mom this kind of shit that it's weird. And for the first time I felt like I was going through like a hard time and I couldn't tell her about it.
Yeah.
Because I've always told her, I go home from a date with a guy that like I'm never going to see again. Yeah. And I call her and tell her every detail.
Yeah.
So it's weird to go from that relationship, and I still love her to death. And like, you know, she's literally the best mom ever. But I think because it's hard for her, I feel for her in that sense that I don't want to put her through that. And I also, I'm going through like my own emotions of dealing with it to where like, I don't want to add another person's emotions of me dealing with this on top of that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I get that for you, but I also understand, and I think maybe this is what you were kind of saying, but in any case, this is how a feeling that I once felt as well was like, yeah, because like my parents don't get it or whatever, like, well that, but also that they like really don't love it. Like they have almost dislike, you know, about it and for it. Like I always felt like, oh, well, I would never want to bring up something that they don't like,
or you know what I mean? Them.
Right. I would never want to like purposefully, obviously like they're not into it. So why would I, you know, whatever, expose them or whatever sort of thing, you know, to like, yeah, just kind of keep the peace, I guess. But this has led
keeping the peace.
Yeah, but this has led to, you know, kind of where I am with my relationship with them now, which is in an okay place. Like we at least like see and speak to each other now. Like there was a period where I hadn't seen or spoken to them in like months. So like we're cool, but yeah, they have no idea what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
They have no idea the friends that I have now, the life that you and I live together now, that like, mm-hmm. you know, just every day, you know, kind of being almost yeah. I am, you know, because yeah, I don't feel comfortable sharing that with them. I don't feel comfortable sharing it with them, but also I don't know that they really even want to hear about it.
Yeah. I think they would rather not.
Yeah.
And it's also like, it's not that they are like anti, you know, LGBT and all that stuff. It's not it. It's kind of like the feeling of, if you guys can follow what I'm trying to say right now, it's, I don't care if there are people in the world that are gay. I don't care my mom has gay friends, mm-hmm. but it's different when it's your kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't mind it. I'm supportive of it. I'll always, you know, vote for gay rights, etc. But like when it's my kid, mm-hmm. then I feel a little differently about it.
Right. You're saying this is what our parents.
Yeah. Like, this is how our, yeah. this is kind of like the place that they're in.
That they're coming from yeah. in this scenario.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And like one of my mom's best friends is gay. Uh-huh. And I don't know if I've ever told you that.
No.
Yeah, I guess I haven't.
Yeah.
She loves him to death. Like they've been friends since high school, mm-hmm. but it's different, I guess, for her own kid, mm-hmm. you know, because parents have a picture of who they want you to be.
Yeah.
And this like picture of how you're going to grow up.
Yeah.
So when you fuck with that or like alter that in any way, it's disappointing for them. Like they feel like they maybe have failed in some way or whatever, but it's the opposite effect, which is like, if you love your kid unconditionally, no matter what they're going through, mm-hmm. then you're actually closer with them. Yeah. If you accept every part of who they are, right. what they, you know, have to say, what they go through, because it's like, they're going to live that anyway. Uh-huh. So if you choose to turn a blind eye to it, then you're doing yourself a disservice by like, you know, selling yourself short of a potential fully great relationship with your own child.
Yeah. Yeah. I have in at all considering having children and being a parent. Mm-hmm. Like I used to think about being a parent and I would always think about my kids and like think about protecting them. I would always think that like, I wouldn't want my kid to like, you know, dress weird or be different or, you know, express mm-hmm. themselves in a big outward way because I'm afraid of what the other kid's reaction is going to be to that mm-hmm. and like how they're going to be perceived, you know, by other people and whatever. And now that I've, you know, I'm on where I am now in life, I realize that is so, it's so detrimental to a person to like assume what is best for them and to try mm-hmm. to protect them from things that you're actually afraid of, not mm-hmm. the person.
Yeah. They're not afraid. You are.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I just, I don't give a fuck what my kid would do. You know, like they can dress in like a dinosaur costume until they're 18 years old. I literally don't give a fuck.
We're going to get the best fucking dinosaur costume that they have to
literally,
offer.
Literally, like do your fucking thing, yeah. you know, like, because yeah, it's so fucking pointless to try to prevent somebody from something
yeah.
in any way,
yeah.
you know,
like you can guide your kids and like, you can mm-hmm. like try to like persuade them to do this and do that, teach them right and wrong, but they're their own person.
Yeah.
You know, like you are not
be a fucking person.
Yeah. And it's like, if my mom was on board with this and like was super supportive and like, I felt like I could tell her all of this stuff, which I'm not angry at her for not doing it because I just told her this like a year ago, not mm-hmm. even. I haven't even told her a year ago. I told her fucking 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe with time she'll change her mind and she'll be on board and she'll be happy about it, etc. But for the time being, like, I'm not angry at her about it because I understand that it takes a minute to adapt to something maybe different than what you pictured. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm the same as you. Like, you know, like if you have a sibling or you have a kid or you have a friend or whatever the fuck that wants to just express their sexuality, their clothing, their whatever it is, like, be that friend, like go off, like do it. Like who cares? Like yeah, people are going to judge you no matter what. Mm-hmm. So
kind of like whatever. Right,
exactly. Whether you do or don't, they're going to be, yeah. If you do the something that they're judging you for, they're judging you for that. If you don't do it and you do something else, they're judging you for that. So it's all the same fucking shit.
And aren't the judges people always the people that aren't doing shit?
Yeah, those are the people who are most missed.
They're just sitting on their asses on their Facebook and Instagram, not doing shit with their lives, being the most judgy motherfuckers ever about the fact that you just bought your boy a dress because he wants to be trans.
Right.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah, for real. Okay?
For real.
If
get a hobby.
Yeah.
Go I don't work even out.
I don't even have a kid and I'm this pissed off about it. Imagine when I do have a kid.
Terrified.
You bet your ass I'm having 16 children. Okay? I don't care if I have to do it by myself, if I'm adopting, if I'm gonna hit up my guy friends to be like, yo, give me a kid.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What I do know,
yeah.
My kids are doing whatever the fuck they want, yeah. And I'm gonna be in their corner.
For sure. Yeah.
That's the fucking move.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. 1,000%.
So.
1,000%.
Scared?
16 kids, I'm a little concerned about.
I'm having two.
Okay.
Financial, if we're still living in the Hollywood Hills.
Just because, really quick. Oh. One more story about the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, bitch, go off.
This actually really ties everything in. Ties in the Hollywood Hills. Ties in moms.
By the way, how fucking dorky are we for saying Hollywood Hills?
Oh, I've never sounded dorkier in my life. I've never done anything we more dorky.
Like, we just moved to California and we're like,
we live in the Hollywood Hills. I just moved to California and I live in Hollywood.
Can you see the Hollywood sign from your house?
I drove past the Beverly Hills Hotel earlier. Is that crazy?
I saw that restaurant, sir, that's on Vanderpump Rules. Is that the one with Stassi Schroeder? I saw that one. And I also drove by Pump and I saw these gay boys outside. We're not really seeing that back in Kentucky, but hey, I'm having fun out here in California.
People are furious.
Whatever. I mean, whatever. You make fun of us then. I don't give a fuck.
100%. Oh my God. Okay, wait. The story I was telling. Sorry. Oh, right. Just really quickly.
You can make it as long as you want. I won't shut the fuck up. So do it. Say what the fuck you want.
No, just because I'm sick of being such a fucking dork. But.
Oh, yeah. This morning?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
No. What happened this morning?
I wake up. I come in the kitchen and Maddie goes, I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Because she's like getting ready to fucking book it out the door and I know she's not working today. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, on level 100, which she never is. So I'm like super confused and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm going to fucking run you, baby. Just fucking right next door, baby. Fucking right next door, baby. I'm like, okay. You need to relax. Like,
as if I had taken pre-workout and I did not. I was just fucking high on life.
Yeah. As if we haven't gone there 700 times.
Yeah, as if it's like a new destination. Then I'm like, oh my God, I've never been.
She's like, I made it see David Dobrik and Madison Beer there.
Could you imagine? Oh my God.
She comes back, she's like, it's all someone from Days of Our Lives. Oh, fucking sick, bro. Anyway, go off.
Okay, I have to whisper this because it's about our neighbor.
Oh, fuck.
This just in.
We have a hot neighbor.
Our neighbor's hot as
fuck. Hot as fuck. And her, mind you, like, she also has a really, like, I hate to stereotype, but, like, I think she, like, low-key might be a lesbian.
Oh, dude, 100%. Okay, let me go through the list. She has two dogs, first of all. Two dogs.
Okay.
Two dogs on her own. Okay,
pushing it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
That's at the top.
Fine.
Two dogs. Today, I saw her walking, just black sports bra, black Lulus, black leggings. I was like, bet.
Every fucking bitch in LA.
Yeah, I know. Everyone. Third
So
day.
You're 0 for 2. Yeah. Right now.
So as of right now, she couldn't be straighter.
Stretching so hard. She's like, she also had a pink keychain. Okay, and what? Like,
and then I heard a man knocking at her door, and it was her boyfriend.
But she's probably gay.
Yeah. But honestly, you guys, I think we might hook up.
No, literally, because like my mom was here, right? My mom was here last night. And I was like, yeah, dude, like Maddie, like I met our neighbor. Like she's like, oh, is she dope? And I'm like, yeah, she's cool. And then she whispers, she goes, is she hot? Like such a, like, we sound so creepy and gross.
Literally. And also like we're 14.
Is she hot?
Dude, is she? Does she have big tits?
Dude, is she fucking hot or not? First question she asked. And then I go, yeah, she's hot. like just like casually.
And then, so cash.
Yeah. And then today she goes, dude, I met our neighbor and like she's really hot. And she goes, you didn't act like she was that hot. I was like, what do you mean? I said she was hot. And you're like, yeah, but you said it's so like nonchalant. I'm like, yo, my mom is 4 feet. Like 4 feet away. What do you want me to do? Like, you want me to be, yeah, bro, she's so fucking hot. Let's go down there and knock on the door right now. I'm like, fucking try to make out right now. This bitch is gonna be,
oh my God.
This bitch is gonna be U-hauling, not to fucking Colorado. Oh, she's gonna be like, I'm leaving you now.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go next door.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna go one story down.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go right next door. I'm not paying rent anymore. But I'll see you every day.
Yeah. Like, we can still do this podcast. We can still record because I'm literally downstairs. Yeah. But yeah. See you later.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Yin doodah.
Dude, I literally thought about that. I was like, what a fucking bummer.
She has two dogs. Dude, you have two dogs at home.
Not with me. I am not fucking responsible for them. I don't have to hear them.
You grew up with dogs.
I love dogs. Yo, I love dogs. I love my dogs. Okay, I love my dogs. My dogs and puppies that are like fucking so just like puppy.
Have you seen her dogs? Are you just discriminating because you heard barking?
Oh, I'm just discriminating because I heard barking. I heard one bark and I was like, uh-oh, we might have to move.
Like truly you have PTSD because you moved from living with like that bullshit. Farmhouse.
We can't talk about it. We can't. It's in my past and I'm not going to dig it back up. Okay. So anyways, I'll keep you guys updated on when I make out with my neighbor.
Yeah. Like I'm fully like concerned because I'm like, bitch, don't even try and leave. Like
coins, baby. Coins.
You know what?
Huh?
I hope.
Yeah.
This is the first episode you're listening to.
So
if you don't understand our sense of humor and this is the first episode.
I thought you were talking to our neighbor. Like, you hope that this is the first
episode. I'm talking to you listening.
Yeah.
If this is the first episode you hear, mm-hmm. I hope you think we're serious in the beginning of this episode.
Oh.
I hope you think we're the biggest pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Because that would be fucking hilarious.
I mean, yeah, there's no hoping. We're dead serious. I've been dead serious from minute one. This is me. This is me through and through.
Also, side note, I was like, I'm gonna get a compost trash can in this place because I've like low-key been feeling pretty shitty about I work with kids. Like he's so gung-ho on like saving the environment and it's like really inspiring and cute, right? And so like every goddamn day he's like saying something about the flower. Like today we were talking about bees and a bee flew in my car and I like freaked out. And I was telling him because I like don't like bees and like he was like, well, you should never like hurt a bee and never step on flowers and talked about how you moved the flowers from one side of the house to the other so that there was more light on them. And I was just like, oh my God. Like,
so then I was like, scientist.
Yeah. Literally a scientist, 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I got home and I was like to Madison, I was like, I want to get a compost trash can. And she's like, so lesbian of you. And I was like, is it really? Like, I had no idea. She's like, you don't know a goddamn thing.
Which of course she didn't know.
Of course I didn't know.
Of course I didn't know that like being green like could not be gayer.
I had no idea. I just knew that this 6-year-old has really fucked me up and made me feel like, hey, I'm gonna save the environment now and stop putting, you know, can mm-hmm. like LaCroix cans with my broccoli stems,
right?
Because I could be helping the environment,
yeah,
putting it right back into the earth.
There you go.
And saving the fucking animals and the earth, dude.
Look at you go.
Anyway. All right, you guys.
We got real deep and then real fucking silly goose.
Yeah, silly goose, crazy.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster. All right, you guys. Let us know how your Mother's Day went. Like, truly, like, what's the relationship like with your parents? Like, I don't think that this is a horrible boat to be in. I don't think we're in the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're coasting, mm-hmm. you know, in the little, sure. the cruiser in Santa Barbara.
Right.
I don't think we're, you know, on a fucking.
Yeah. We're not in.
Down in
like,
the dumps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
bullshit yeah. boat that's going to tip over in the ocean.
Right. But we're also, like, not really. We're not in, like, St. Lucia. You
yeah.
know?
No,
like,
no, no. We're not,
like, quite there yet.
No, we're not nearly.
Okay.
So yeah, let us know how that went with your mommies.
Uh-huh. Also send me tips on how to fuck my neighbor.
Yeah. For sure. All right.
Furious.
All right, you guys, follow us on Instagram, Girl Scene Pod. And you guys know I have to say it so annoyingly now at this point. Follow me on Instagram.
Plugging my ears.
Blake underscore Aaron underscore.
I'm not bullshitting you. I covered my ears.
Blake underscore Aaron underscore.
Uh-huh. And Madison Howe.
All right. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.
Bye.